In fact, this is dictating on Heather Spaulding. Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R. Spaulding, S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G. Spaulding, S-P-P as in Paul. S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G. Spaulding, date of birth is 6/28/1990. Your visit is 11/27/24. Please make copy for Dr. Malika George. Dr. Malika George, M.D. M-A-L-I-K-A, Malika George, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent wheezing and history of asthma. Next paragraph, hispanotellus. This is a 34-year-old obese female who has been experiencing wheezing, shortness of breath, persistent cough, and chest tightness, for which she has been on an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. The patient has been treated with several courses of antibiotics and prednisone for exacerbations of asthma since the past 1 year. The patient has had a chest X-ray. I'm sorry, the patient has had no recent chest X-ray, but its chest CT done in September of 21 showed no acute airspace disease or interstitial lung disease, period. She also has had yeast infections in the past. Presently, the patient is better and is on a tapered dose of prednisone. Next paragraph, history includes history of nasal septal surgery. And she has had ear surgery. And has been treated for asthma for the past 3 years. Next paragraph. Family history. I'm sorry, habits. The patient states she has been vaping, and in the past she has smoked. A pack per day for more than 10 years. Alcohol, no significant alcohol use. She works in car sales. Next line, allergies to penicillin. Next, family history. Mother had a history of heart disease. And father had lung cancer and asthma. Next, system review. The patient has had weight loss, no fatigue or fever. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has asthmatic attacks, cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. She denies abdominal pains, reflux, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains or palpitations. No leg edema. She does have anxiety and depression. And she denies easy bruising or enlarged glands. She has no joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches and has apnea with snoring. No blackout spells, no skin rash. Next, med list included amitriptyline, 25 mg daily, sertraline, 75 mg daily, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, montelukast, 10 mg daily, cetirizine, 10 mg daily, sulifenacin, 10 mg HS. Next, by physical exam, this moderately obese young white female is alert, no acute distress, there was no pallor sign, there was this ictus or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 128/70, pulse is 96, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 200 pounds, sat 97. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive, nasal mucus was injected, throat was clear. Neck supplement, umbilical, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Occasional wheezes in the upper lung fields, no crackles on either side. Heart sounds irregular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex is 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2. Anxiety and depression. And next, let's see. Number 3 is possible obesity, hyperventilation. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to lose weight and start with regular exercise. She will also get a complete pulmonary function study and a chest CT. Advised to stop vaping and use a nicotine patch. And advised to use a Symbicort inhaler 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. CBCIGE level to be done and a follow-up visit to be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Malika George, G-O-R-G, Malika, M-A-L-I-K-A, Malika George, M-D. Thank you.